Is your business plan very unclear and you're tirelessly working at a low-paying career? Let's help you get out of the rut and let go of the fear. It's time to excel into the million-dollar stratosphere. Now, here's your host of The Balanced Millionaire, who will take you there, Eileen Mendel.
My name is Eileen Mendel, and I am your host of The Balanced Millionaire. I have today with me some special guests, and my first guest is David Marash, co-founder of California Safe Soil. On this show, you will learn from industry experts on how to catapult your business, as well as effectively get the financial resources that are available to help you with your business needs. Without further delay, let me share with you about our first guest. David has extensive executive and financial leadership experience with several technology and clean tech startup companies, including raising venture capital equity and debt financing and overseeing internal accounting and control functions. Dave was chief financial officer of ISE Corporation, a leading vehicle manufacturer of hybrid buses, trucks, and other heavy-duty vehicles that were using advanced energy storage technologies. He was also president, chief operating officer, and CFO of Axtel Incorporated, a public company in the fixed wireless industry responsible for all internal operations and financial decisions and strategic decision making in concert with the CEO. He was executive vice president and CFO of Remec Incorporated, a public wireless industry company responsible for all of the external and internal financial functions for a worldwide organization, including managing Wall Street, SOX, financial reporting, funding, M&A, human resources, and IT. In addition, he was an executive vice president and CFO of Wireless Knowledge, a private wireless software joint venture between Qualcomm and Microsoft, and he was hired to take that company public. He was also executive VP and CFO of Safe Skin Corporation, a medical devices company that he helped take public, managing Wall Street and all internal and external reporting, as well as presentations to the board of directors, and was the person primarily responsible for the sale of the company to Kimberly-Clark. David received his master's in business and BA from Columbia University. Welcome, David, to our show.
Well, thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here with all that expertise. It's very impressive. David, can you share with the business owners and executives what motivated you? How did you get into Safe Soil? Because I know you told me that you were already in retirement and this brought you out of retirement. So what is it that happened? Can you tell me what happened to get you into the company and how that all transpired?
So I had just finished ISE and retired kind of the end of the year. And within a couple of days, my brother called me, my brother Dan called me and said, hey, I've got an exclusive license for this technology in California, and wouldn't you like to try and help me roll it out? So basically it was a technology license and an interest in trying to help the environment and expand As far as California Safe Soil was concerned. He came out, he was in New Jersey, he came out and he stayed with us. We tried to start the company in San Diego. We went around looking for startup financing. We knocked on a whole lot of doors, et cetera. But the one piece that was missing that we really needed was credibility. And so we started working with UC Davis up in Sacramento. We got some beginning financing, built a pilot plant up there, tested the product with UC Davis. It showed extreme promise in terms of increasing crop yields by as much as 30% while being competitive with existing kind of chemical processes. We were able to sign a long-term contract with Save Mart that had over 200 stores up there, and they have agreed to grow with us as we grow. They dedicate more stores to us, and so we've gotten to a point where we're just about at 100 stores, and we've been continuously financing, and have a full-scale production plant again in Sacramento, which is much more amenable to the agricultural community as opposed to San Diego.
So can you explain to the audience what exactly is Safe Soil?
Sure. So Safe Soil, basically the premise is that the food that you eat an hour after you can no longer buy it because it's past its sell-by date is still viable food, but because of all the rules and regulations and stores and so forth, you're no longer allowed to buy it. So they throw away almost 60% of what you see in the supermarket today, and that's all going into landfill. It's creating all sorts of problems in terms of carbon emissions and so forth. And so what we do is we have, in this case, Save Mart picks up our empty totes in the morning, takes them to the store, along with going with all their fresh produce for the day. They fill up the tote and then come back to us either that night or the next morning with a full tote of fresh food. As I say, that food an hour before you would have bought, so it's all good, high quality food, just not suitable for individuals. So what we do is we do what you would do for your stomach. We grind it up just the way your teeth would grind it up, and we put it into a large hopper that's heated, and turn it from a solid into a liquid. If you're familiar with most food, it's probably 70% water anyway. We heat it up and then we pasteurize it. We strain it and turn it into, as I say, a liquid. And that liquid is then sold to the farmers as a fertilizer. It can go straight, because it's liquid, it can go straight through their drip lines, so they don't have to do anything else. And basically what we're doing is we're feeding the animal life in the soil, regenerating the quality of the soil. Historically, what we've been doing over the past, what people have been doing since at least the 50s, if not earlier, was feeding nitrogen, which feeds the top of the plant but doesn't do anything for the soil. So you've been straining the soil, and now we're feeding the soil and the animals in the soil that support, worms, etc., that support the growth of the root structure. The beauty of it is that it means that you don't get the same kind of nitrogen runoff into rivers and streams. You're obviously saving landfill because you're not throwing it into landfill, and you're regenerating the quality of the soil, which over time should have a very positive impact. And we're also reducing the amount of water needed to grow the plant because the plant now has a much better root structure. So it's doing a whole lot of things very positively. And we have two basic types of fertilizer. One is organic and the other is non-organic. So we can support the organic growth where we're getting most of our farm interest.
Well, you certainly have a company that is in line with the times now, because people are looking to sustain the environment. We just had this thing where the lettuce recall had bacteria that was killing people, and your product is safe. It comes from fruits and vegetables, real food, and you're just grinding it up and returning it back into the soil. So there's no contaminants. There shouldn't be any contaminants in there, right?
We actually have had the FDA come in and test us. They put in botulism and E. coli into the system. And one of the things which I failed to mention is the system also pasteurizes the product before it goes out. So we've been able to show that none of those contaminants, zero contaminants, survive our process. So as a consequence, one of the things that happened to us this last year was that the lettuce growers all of a sudden realized that we help them, and they become some of our biggest customers at this point, because we green the lettuce up faster because it's a better fertilizer, and they don't have to worry about us polluting their product.
So you were the answer. It was just so timely. Now, as far as getting everything going to the state that it's in today, can you tell us what the challenges have been?
Well, it was an overnight sensation that only took us about 8 years. So, like everything else, it's a whole lot of hard, heavy lifting. You have to convince investors that it makes sense, and you have to convince all of the massive number of regulators. I would tell you that California not only is against clean, but when you look at it, they're not interested in spite of the fact that you say, oh, look at how wonderful this is. The actual regulators could care less. So you have a huge problem with regulators. Then you have to convince the farmers that they've been, all along they've been sold all sorts of different products that don't work. And so they're very skeptical. And so convincing farmers that it'll work is an interesting process, which is, they plant, 10 acres, and then if it works on 10 acres, they plant 100 acres. And then next year, if it works, maybe they, plant 500 acres or something. It's a very slow process that way. So that convincing the farmers was a lot harder than we thought it would be. And the reason we went up to Sacramento was because of UC Davis as one of the leaders in this area. Getting their support was crucial to the process. That enabled us then to convince the store owners, the supermarket owners, that this is a good, safe way to handle their post-dated food. And we handle meat and fish and poultry and dairy products and et cetera. So it's a great way for them to then be 100% sustainable. Our product is 100% sustainable. So everything we get goes into our product and nothing is wasted.
So can you tell us, as far as challenges such as getting the investors involved, you know, the farmers, getting them to use the products, what other things came up? You know, I mean, what were the, I know, like you said, the long growing season, you know, this all seems like a lot of complication for, you know, a business getting started.
Just well, it isn't an app, right? I mean, it didn't all of a sudden invent an app and all of a sudden everybody says, hey, you know, this works. It is a real business. We had to hire, build the plant, and we've adapted the plant over time to streamline it, to reduce costs, to, you know, hire people. We're now running a second shift. So there's production issues. Then one of the things we found, we tried to initially go and sell direct, and we found that you really needed a full-time sales force out there in the marketplace, because these farmers are talking to salesmen all day, every day. So if you're not out there every day talking to that farmer, he might say, yeah, hey, this sounds like a good idea, but did he then get another person in and change his mind and so forth? So you go through this. So we've gone through this through distributors now, and the distributors, while they cost us money in the long run, don't, because we don't need the same kind of sales force that we would otherwise need. And the farmer trusts these distributors because they're dealing with them on a regular basis every day. So there's that, and then really just trying to get UC Davis to, we started out down here in San Diego trying to get somebody, and we actually started with Cornell, which is also one of the major ag schools, but it became impossible between East Coast and West Coast, so you really needed somebody to certify your results that it works. And then at the end of the day, it's just, you know, banging on doors asking people to, you know, to invest. And, you know, as you said, there's a lot of risk levels as you go through. Are you going to make this next one and this next hurdle and this next hurdle? So we have been successful at raising roughly $25 million. So it's a continuous process, and we're still doing that. We should be cash flow positive beginning of next year, but it's been a long time getting there.
Yes, it took you 8 years. However, you learned a lot along the way about a startup. But what you were in this with your brother. So tell me more about how you and your brother interacted, how you got through all of this during that time. I mean, 8 years is quite a long time to be trying to figure things out, so to speak.
Well, it's been, I think Dan and I were always close, but I think we've grown closer because of this process. At the same token, he's now living in Sacramento, and I'm not flying back and forth anymore. I'm on the board, and we have an active board that meets on a regular basis. And then once a year up there, I found that at a certain point in time, one of the two of us needed to be in charge. And since he's younger than I am, I thought he was in better position to do that than I am. And you know, cause it's a real labor of love. You really have to be totally and completely committed to it. And Dan certainly is. I help him out any way I can, you know, without getting in the way. And that's kind of how we've progressed. But we spent the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 years working on it together. And, you know, I think a lot of that helped because you always had somebody to go to and say, hey, you know, Jesus, I'm down today. And, you know, one of us would pull the other one up kind of thing. So it's a, that's a real, I think we had an advantage that some people don't have when they do it by themselves.
I certainly can understand that because there are days, I mean, I run my business without a another executive in my team. I'm the one. And if you don't have somebody to be a sounding board, when things go awry, it just does make things a little bit more difficult because you're the one who has to, all the onus is on you. However, having your brother there was probably helping to move things forward and also keep the energy and the motivation high, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I talked to him a couple of days ago when he was kind of down, and I got him going, and then the next day he's back up and so forth. So, I mean, it is, I think it's very important that we're lucky to have, you know, brothers close to each other, but I think if you don't have that, you should have some kind of sounding board or what have you. I've worked a little bit on the, in Connect on the, some of those projects there, and you see it, you know, are you out there on your own or is it somebody else trying to help you? And do you have a sounding board and, you know, do you have somebody that can pick you up when you fall down?
Can you also tell us, as you brought in your investors, how that the licensing agreements and how your investors also helped you to, you know, to build that your business to what it is today?
So we got the license, the technology from a company that was down in Florida that my brother had invested in, and they failed, and we ultimately got the worldwide rights, the worldwide patents, which was a whole nother issue in terms of legalities and so forth. But anyway, so we own the patents outright at this point. So as we're moving along, one of our key investors said, I don't think we're moving fast enough. I want to expand. So give me the rights to, outside of California, and I'll do it on a multiple plant basis. He's done a number of significant, you know, billion-dollar projects in the solar area and in alternate energy. And he's got some very interesting contacts, and they've been able to meet with some of the largest companies in the United States. And so what happened was we licensed the rest of the United States, not internationally, but U.S., to them. They pay us a significant license fee, 20% on their top line, because we didn't want to get into arguments about how, you know, what's an allowable expense or not. This is all prior to expenses. And so that's helped us from a cash flow perspective. And they, in turn, are, you know, dealing with some of the largest investors in the world. It is quite possible that they'll be able to roll it out on a national basis. We have since developed a animal feed alternative, which basically takes the water out of our product, and it's tested initially very positively, and so we're going to see next year as to whether they're able to, you know, do a, you know, multi-hundred-million-dollar financing and you know, roll this whole thing out. If they do, we will make a lot of money out of it. If they don't, we got cash flow when we needed it, and it's all been very positive in terms of supporting California Safe Soil, and also rolling out additional products, which is this animal feed, which again, a huge market, and one which we could make a small dent in it and be very successful.
Well, it sounds like things are on track now. And so you've got one product already out in the marketplace. You're about to get another product in the marketplace. What next? What next do you foresee for the company?
Oh, well, for me, I see retirement, but anyway, but what do I see for the company? I mean, I think it's really just, we just started to scratch the surface on the opportunity. Clearly, the next plant, we can expand the existing plant. The next plant should be down in the LA San Diego area. And then up to Sacramento, or up to Seattle and that area. And there's a lot of farming going on in Yuma and that down there. And we're now getting approval to export to Mexico. What you find is that a lot of the U.S. farmers are now growing crops in northern Mexico. And so people that we're selling to now are saying we'll bring it down to Mexico. Unfortunately, Mexico's got a lot of restrictions. So it's the usual, hurry up and wait in terms of approvals. One of our investors is up in Toronto, and we may very well roll it out there. And another one is in Holland, and we've been talking about growing flowers in Holland. So there's a lot of different things on the plate, but you got to get the first things done first.
Absolutely. Well, today we've learned a lot about how to grow a business. It's not something that happens overnight, but along the way, you have to make adjustments. I think that's the learning lesson here. You have to make adjustments to, to work with your customers, to work with your employees, your investors. I think, the key here also was finding out what your customers really, really needed in terms of the product, and following all the also the learning the regulations, and working with actually the farmers are very conservative, they're risk averse, and you were able to tap into that market, which is a very defined market, and get once you got in there, I'm sure that farmers appreciate the quality of your product and the safety issues are an incentive to continue to get more saturated in that marketplace. And so this is something that you have to pay attention to. Because, initially when something like this is introduced into the market, you don't know how it's going to be accepted into the marketplace. But your timing of, all the things that have been going on with crops and contamination, this has all helped you. And, what else have I missed anything here as far as how you've been able to succeed to get this product, and you're going to be reaching profitability very soon. So is there anything you could add to that, David?
Yeah. So it's focus. So for instance, we believe, for instance, the largest crop in California is almonds. And we've been able to show that we can significantly reduce the amount of water that almond trees use to grow and bear fruit. But what we realized was that it takes you four years to grow an almond tree. And so to try and prove to somebody that this works and it's a good idea, takes you multiple years. So what we said was, we'll keep doing that, but really our focus at this stage of the game is on berries, and because they're a high value crop and they turn over a number of times during the year, et cetera, the farmers can afford to pay for a full value crop, a full value product, particularly since you're increasing their crop by 30%. So we had to focus in on where do we get the best yield initially, and then how do you grow it from there? So I think a lot of it is trying to keep your focus on what matters most today.
Now, I would assume like the chemical companies like Monsanto are not happy about you getting into the market and competing with them.
Yeah. I think they haven't noticed this yet. To be quite honest with you, this is one of those, you know, you're 1/100th of 1%, and we've had some discussions with them, but we're not on their radar, and we won't be for a while. There will be a date when we will, but certainly not for a while.
Okay, well, we hope that you will get on their radar screen ultimately, and they'll realize that you're the threat out there, because I think more and more customers, consumers are looking to have, non-chemical-based, organic-type foods. You know, it's a growing trend right now, and I think it's going to continue on. So, look out, you chemical companies, because safe soil is coming. Yes, it's coming.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being on our show today. I really enjoyed hearing more about your company, because you and I have chatted a little bit about things that have, the hurdles that you've gone through. And I hope our listeners have found it very interesting and helpful. And right now we're going to take a quick break, hear a word from our sponsor, and you won't want to miss our next guest. So hang on, we'll be right back.
Former highly paid corporate insider and expert in scaling businesses for over 3 decades, Eileen Mindell is a serial entrepreneur, business consultant, renowned speaker, and author. Tune into The Balanced Millionaire on bbsradio.com weekly on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to learn the secrets to working fewer hours and achieving financial breakthroughs, increased revenue, and prosperity while maintaining personal and professional balance and harmony. You can also hear us on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Spotify. To schedule a private consultation about your business, call or text 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com. 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. This is Eileen Mindell from The Balanced Millionaire. And our second guest on the show is Dr. Vijaya Nair, MD. And let me tell you about her. She has a very, very interesting background. She is a health and wellness expert, as well as a transformational business coach and business advisor. She has founded a company called soulaccessmeditations.com, and she's CEO of jivasupplements.org. I hope I pronounced that right. And she, as well as being an author of Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. Dr. Vijaya is a trained physician, Harvard educated, as well as Columbia educated, is a medical researcher, author, and international speaker. She has personally helped and coached thousands of individuals and organizations with her transformational programs to reduce stress, be financially independent, and learn to live life successfully on their own terms. For business leaders and executives, she helps them to stay focused, work fewer hours, and dramatically increase their profits. Over 95% of her clients say, quote, "My business, personal life, health, and well-being have significantly improved since working with Dr. Vijaya." Welcome today, Dr. Vijaya. It's a pleasure to have you on our show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Eileen, and with all your listeners.
Well, we're looking forward to getting into our conversation with you because there's so much here that we're going to have probably going to have to come back another time. But let me get started. So how did you start your firm? What motivated you to get started with the Soul Access Meditations?
Well, I learned the hard way the value of having clarity of mind and insight in my life. When 15 years ago, I faced very severe health challenges, went through a heartbreaking divorce, no job, no money, no way to look after my kids, and no visa to stay in the country. And I placed my faith on my divine life force, on the innate intelligence within, which we all have access to. But it was hard at first, but it got easier and easier because I had a very severe bleeding disorder. And so I don't know if any of our listeners have faced terrible health challenges, but when you have a disorder like a bleeding or, you know, pain, and, you know, there's a point where you just see your life and you see your thoughts and, you know, and there's nothing to do, nowhere to go but stare at the ceiling. And in my case, I was receiving multiple blood transfusions and hospital visits. And, you know, and I refused the surgical path because I have a history of a family history of women in my family not doing well after the surgery with post-surgical complications. So I opted the path of doing it as a, you know, for natural and also combining it with my doctor's visits. So as a trained physician, it's not something I would tell anybody else to do. But when I went in, and I am a serious meditator, and I got that I had to undo a lot of things that I wasn't having clarity at that time. And I had to turn a direction that, you know, I had to face my own judgments and my own critical self, you know, assessments that I had at that time. And, you know, it was just like an amazing, amazing sense of relief just took over. And I could trust this, you know, inner sense or innate health and wisdom that I found out later what it was, to take care of it and take care of my life, my kids, you know, my ex-husband even. And, you know, and that's when I started my two businesses. I started my Jiva health supplements. Because I had these inner downloads of creating. I really wanted people to not go through the suffering I had, especially people diagnosed with chronic health challenges like cancers and autoimmune disorders and very difficult to treat illnesses. So I thought there must be a way using natural, you know, our innate health and, you know, products out there. And true enough, I had these inner downloads. Since then, of course, I've helped other people. They have downloads of music or ideas and creativity. But there's a huge natural creativity we all have within us. So I started my supplement company with all these science-based, because I had access to scientists from all over the world. And we looked at the ingredients and they said that, wow, how did you get this? And I've been working with my patent attorneys and, you know, so we have a patented line of dietary supplements that can help people realize their health and well-being. And then I started the Soul Access Meditations to help people to realize that, you know, it's the potential of their mind. And when you unlock the true potential of your mind, it's amazing how much of, you know, happiness and wealth and abundance and, you know, just clarity and insights you can have. So I'm totally psyched about, you know, these. I think it's all a spiritual gift, our mind and our insights. So I want to share it with people.
Well, great. I think there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are suffering in some way or another, maybe from chronic stress or maybe from dietary issues such as, you know, getting diabetes or high cholesterol, and they just don't know where to turn and how to control that. And they're having a hard time even motivating themselves to try other things because maybe they've given up. So you're hope for a lot of people because you also have gone through a lot of these things yourself as a patient and someone who faced these sort of challenges yourself. Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the people that come in to see you and some of the results that you've gotten?
Well, I like looking at a person when they come as an individual, and I always ask them, you know, do they have a vision? What do they want? From where they are right now, what do they want? So when people or organizations come to me, I mean, it's people are at different stages of their life. And it's very interesting, Eileen, and you may have seen this too in your own experience working with executives and business owners, that when people work for an organization like an executive, you know, the organization has got rules and, you know, goals and, you know, a strategic planning. And, you know, they know clearly where they are and where they want to go. Right? And it's very clear what the goals are, and you just have to meet it. So people who come here to meet that kind of goals as in a corporation, they have issues of time management. They have too much on their mind and they're too stressed out. And, you know, maybe they're not paid as much as they want, or they can't manage their relationships with their employees or with their family. So I see a lot of people in that realm because they don't have clarity of mind. They have too many thoughts and the thoughts are running their life. And when I mean thoughts, I mean all the negative feelings that come with their thoughts. And they don't seem to have a break. And they don't know how to access that innate sense of health and well-being and confidence in them, which is just natural. It's just inside each and every one of us. So when they access that part, they're just like, wow, they have clarity of mind. They know what they have to do, and with confidence, and they increase their profits, like, you know, sometimes fivefold, sometimes tenfold. Sometimes they start something else on their own. They always wanted to be an entrepreneur, these executives, and they just run with it. And they know how to now understand, they align themselves with their inner true self. I call it the true self. And it's a non-denominational. You know, but all religions, all spiritual traditions talk about we are spiritual beings having a human existence. And there lies the key, the secret. And say, well, if I can know my problems not as a thing, not as a physical thing, but in the spiritual realm, it's a thought, it's a gift of thought that I have, that I can use my thought, I can use my power of my mind, and I can use the power of my thinking to resolve whatever I have. And it's a perception. It's your perception that you have to see from within. What is what we call the insights. So when insights come, you realize that you can, as a business owner and creative entrepreneur, you're consistently showing it. Creative owners and entrepreneurs, now they have different problems. They have to set up their own goals. They have to set up, as myself, we set up our own goals and where we want to go, and it's my purpose aligned with what I want to do in the world. It's a totally different mindset, and yet it's the same potential that you want to take from within. And your potential, believe it or not, has nothing to do with your past, your personality, or your circumstances. It has everything to do with your ability to tap into your innate resilience and creative power, which we all have. But most people are blind. Many of us, you know, are successful. I was in my time as a Harvard and Columbia University trained physician and, you know, living the jet set life with three kids and a husband who had a very, very a busy life himself. But the thing is that when we tap into consistently going into our innate health and resilience, we come up with the most amazing, you know, understanding about ourselves. So when I see my entrepreneurs and business owners, they learn to have more confidence in their natural ability to see what matters most in any situation. They tap into their best thinking and they can effectively respond, you know, like, you know, on the job, on the, you know, like whatever they have to do in the moment. And the difference, they understand the difference between a good idea and an inspired action. And they understand what it means to be present and bringing everything you have to the table. And it can be a very powerful transformative act because you're in the zone and you're working very inspiring in an inspired way. When you see someone working in the zone, or especially sports and athletes, when they're in the zone, my God, you're so inspired by the person. So they learn to fulfill their highest expression in business and in life. What is it? What is my highest expression? When you're so stressed out with so many stressful thoughts in your mind, you don't have space for clarity. You don't have space to know what is it that I really want. That's when you're being authentic and true to yourself. That's when you attract the maximum amount of success you want in your life. And together with that success, you have happiness, peace, and abundance.
I totally agree with you. You know, as a student of Mary Morrissey myself, and being a life coach as well as a business strategist, I truly understand what you're talking about. How is it that you begin the process? What is it that, how do you get started digging deeper into changing that mindset of these business owners or executives who have traditional ways of thinking and can't see the forest through the trees? All they know is that they've got to, you know, abide by X, Y, and Z and get the job done. How do you turn that around? What sort of conversation do you have with them?
Well, we find out in conversations whether they have stress and how they can eliminate the stress by uncovering the hidden source within you. What is the source of all stress? And sometimes it's like they want creativity, or they want to connect with their life's passion. I've had a number of executives or, you know, business owners wanting to connect, and they feel like, you know, they did inside. They are getting from, you know, it's a job now because it's so stressful and they can't enjoy their life. I had one very, very senior executive in one of the largest a media company in the world. When he came to see me, you know, he says, I can go from point A to point B in my house, in the rooms in my house, and I'm not even focusing on what's there, you know, in front of me. I can't experience the present moment. Now remember, present moment is an energy field. It's an energy field. It's not just where you are, but where you are in your mind is without, you know, being in your past or worry about your future. But just in the moment of joy and peace and love and happiness, he lost that ability. And so he wanted to know, how can I increase connection with myself and connect with my life passion? Sometimes, you know, I see your business owners here, they know that they have destructive habits and behavioral patterns that are running havoc on their employees, and you can bet your last bottom dollar on your family members. And they cannot see how to stop that destructive patterns and behavior patterns. So they need to resolve the relationship difficulties effortless. And I tell them it's effortless, and they don't believe me. And once we start aligning them, once they want to work, that there is a potential to relieve that pain that they have been going forward, that's important. Another story that I have is people who have negative conditioning and painful memories of the past. And every time they hit a new success, you know, like a higher level of success, the past seemed to catch up with them, especially negative beliefs like, you're not good enough. Who are you? Who do you think you are? You know, it's very subtle, but it comes in when I'm a trained person, you know, you talk to them, you can see it's the past that's catching up. Every time they go to a new level of success, the past catches up with them. And I ask them, look, would you like to be rid of these painful thoughts and memories of your past? And they can't wait to get started. They say, yes. Yes, I've always wanted to. I knew that there was an answer. And I said, the answer lies within. And that is your innate health and resilience that as human beings, we all have. If I can get over my difficult, you know, marriage and you know, situation that I was in, and difficult, no job situation, how to take care of my kids, you realize that, you know, there is an innate health and intelligence within all of us, how to tap into it. And then they can enjoy freedom from anxiety and guilt and other life-sapping emotions. So people come from various points in their life. And when you meet a person, when you listen to what is it that's really troubling them, that's when even at the end of, you know, a lot of my sessions, they say, Vijay, just listening to have you listen to my situation, I already feel better. We didn't climb Mount Everest. We didn't do anything here yet. And yet they learn how to go in and have clarity of mind. And that's a very, very important a benefit. And there are many, many, many more. And they're not the result of any specific self-improvement techniques or practices, but they arise naturally in the sessions as the positive side effects of becoming aligned with your own true nature. And that is so amazing for both the clients and for me to see that happening, whether it's in an organization or whether it's an individual.
It's interesting, as I talk to more and more professionals, including doctors or lawyers, et cetera, a lot of them do go to, I mean, they are outwardly telling me they do go to see a person like yourself, a person who can, they can talk about what's going on with their life, you know, psychiatrist, somebody who can help them to deal with situations, because then they may be like, you know, fantastic medical doctors or fantastic, you know, at becoming a, you know, the best CEO for their company, but then they've lost themselves as far as dealing with everyday life situations, and that's, you know, impacting who they are, what they are, and creating an unhappiness from, you know, within. Is that what you're seeing, that these people who are very successful in one way can be a total mess in some other areas of their life?
Absolutely. They must have, like I've talked about in the webinar that I want to share with you guys later, that, you know, the number of things that we do so-called wrong in our lives. One thing is we don't know how to tap inside to our innate health and intelligence. The other thing could be, you know, why most people give up on personal development courses is that they don't know how to clear the stress. And they don't know that stress is like a barometer or a thermometer that indicates, you know, where your stressful thoughts are. And when you feel your feeling, you're actually feeling your thoughts, your stressed out thoughts. And we go deeper into, you know, in our more of the advanced courses that I do here for people who are like so amazed that to see that they can have their health and well-being, you know, like really come out for them when they really realize what they want. And so it's not a difficult thing. It's, I promise you, it's not complicated. So the other thing is, because they don't know how to clear up their stress, they put on daily stress, and they don't know that the stress, like, you know, the thoughts, stressful thoughts are covering up their true intention, their true, you know, they have innate health and wellness and abundance within us. Just look outside in nature. Nature is, forgive the expression, is obscenely abundant. You don't just have one tiny leaf. You've got billions of leaves on the tree, and you've got thousands of branches and twigs. And, you know, we are entitled, when we allow that intelligence to run with us, and, you know, each one of us has a blueprint of who we are. It's like an apple seed. You know, it has a blueprint for the most perfect apple tree in its lifetime. You don't have to improve on that blueprint. Similarly, you don't have to improve on your blueprint on yourself. And it's how it takes to nurture it, to just the shift in understanding and aligning yourself with your true life, with your true self. And you can have anything you want. And you realize that aligning yourself with your true self and realizing who you are, it just, like, you know, takes away so much of the stress. And when you see stress, you realize, oh, okay, I'm having stressful thoughts. And you realize, just by describing it and understanding it, the principles behind that, the spiritual wisdom and spiritual laws behind that, you find that, my God, it just got cleared. And you're left with being happy and fun and free. And, you know, the clarity comes easy. And so is peace of mind.
You know, that reminds me of a saying, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff, because people forget to look at the larger picture. We're all part, yes, of nature. There is an innate knowledge within us and an innate intuition to just have to tap into it. It's an awareness, a consciousness that we have to tap into. So tell us more about the meditation, soulful meditation. How does that differ from some of the other meditations that are out there? Because I'm a meditator myself, so I want to find out, how do I go deeper into learning more about myself?
Well, the Soul Clarity system, which is the site that you can get more information, the free webinar that you can get more information on the meditations that I offer. It's the title of this webinar is How to Confidently Take 5 Steps to Gain Clarity and Personal Freedom, Your Shortcut to Happiness, Peace, and Abundance in 30 Days or Less. Now, the website here, for those of you who are interested in this, is soulclaritysystem.com/free-webinar. And where these meditations are different and gives you an access to why the meditations are different, because it's not just the mind cannot just go into one meditation. I've studied under so many advanced teachers, and I found that, you know, my mind and most of my clients here and people that work with me, you can't just use one meditation technique as the be-all and the end-all. We now know with the latest science and research in this area that for different problems, the mind is looking for different aspects of understanding where the energy is. Remember, we're dealing with spiritual energy. How do we make sense of it by especially not thinking of it as a thought, as a physical thing? So the spiritual energy that we have when we have to face difficult situations with people or unfriendly, you know, colleagues or, you know, other in settings, other professionals that we're dealing with, you have to know how to deal with those people. Relationship issues are very, very different, and what you need to access is very different from within. Now, resilience is a different thing. So I teach in these meditations, and they are all backed and guaranteed and you know, substantiated by the research, especially the neuroscience research, that we can access the different, you know, parts of us depending on different situations. And it's very quick. Once you know how to go in, you know I'm in. And there itself, you can see with clarity the situation. And then the one of the modules, very important module, is about spiritual wisdom. Very few meditation teachers talk about spiritual wisdom. Now, I've been in the Himalayas and meeting with my spiritual mentors in India and elsewhere to speak about and trying to understand from these enlightened beings, what is spiritual wisdom? What do you mean? It doesn't matter what your religion is, what your spiritual texts are. There's a commonality in how all human beings, past, present, and future, experience life with God-given gifts. And when you can understand that and you're like, oh my God, I just saw it. I just see this thing. And when you have that spiritual wisdom, you start understanding, if you are a Christian, you understand the Bible better. If you are a Buddhist, you understand your Buddhist sutras better. Whatever tradition you go to, that spiritual wisdoms are magical keys. So in the webinar, I talk a little bit about, you know, the access that we need to understand what the spiritual wisdom is. We don't have to invent the wheel. It's already there, but you need to understand it and apply it in your life. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to seeing that webinar. Now, what is the best way, Dr. Vijaya, what is the best way where people can get in touch with you, perhaps to have a conversation with you? Can you tell us what your contact information is?
Sure. If they go to soulaccessmeditations.com, that is SOULACCESS meditations.com, you will find all the information on my website. And if you want the free webinar, it's the soulclaritysystem.com/free-webinar. And right there in the webinar, when you sign up for the webinar itself, you'll be put automatically, you'll be asked whether you want to receive emails from my system, my Soul Access Meditation site, which gives you so much of, you know, like, you know, thought-inspired, you know, a quote, inspiring quotes, you know, to meditate on, from, you know, short blog articles to understanding what meditation is and what relevance it has to your life. Because it has to be relevant. It has to be applicable. And you can request for a short session with me on my Soul Access Meditation, or when you sign up for the webinar, it will lead you all to, you know, for people who want to find me.
Excellent. Well, I know I'm going to go there, and I want to learn a lot more about this topic. And I'm sure the listeners, especially executives that have responsibility for their team and to grow their business, are definitely going to want to go there so they can learn how to keep their stress at the lowest levels.
Thank you. That would be wonderful, because I'm a firm commitment. My vision in life is to see, I feel that, you know, the vision is, I really believe that every one of us deserve to live a radiant, happy, healthy, soul fulfilled life. And everyone can have it if they choose to have it. So it's like, you know, so learn how to release yourself from this, you know, struggle and constantly striving and trying very hard and doing too much. There is a much easier way to take your life too. And you bring so much of happiness when you are happy. You bring so much of peace when you're at peace. And abundance is our natural birthright. So, you know, you can relax, you can chill, you know, you're given full permission to do that.
Thank you for telling the audience that, because a lot of people don't realize it's under their control, and there's so many ways that they can do that, and they can go to your site and learn more. I'd like to thank you today for being our guest. We've run out of some time here, but I'd like to have you back again. And we had two great guests on the show today, and I trust you, the listeners, have found that of value for that information. Remember, if you would like to connect with me for a complimentary chat to discuss taking your company to the next level or getting the financing you need to do so, you can contact Eileen Mendel at 760-450-6133. Call or text me, or contact me through my website, www.innereginternational.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Balanced Millionaire with your host, Eileen Mendel, CEO of InnerEdge International, business consultant, multimedia marketing expert, renowned speaker and author. Connect with Eileen Mendel, The Balanced Millionaire. Increase your confidence, creativity, balance, awareness, direction, motivation, and catapult your business to the next level and beyond.